want to do, because now everybody is shell-shocked and they have trauma. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to some so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the street.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions feel so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with plenty victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever wanna put the dot in.
Dot in, dot in. We got to put the dot in. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got it, got in. Don't let this world guide you. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got it, got in. We got to put the dot in. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got it, got in. Don't let this world guide you. You sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
I hope that I'm not coming, I'm too radical. Cause when I go in for the father, I'm the antidote. All I do is hold it down for the Santa tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This for Mia, cause I need to bring the Fede home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Yes, I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. Until I'm selling at the venue.
Bitch, be Jola, baby.
I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah,
I'm thanking God for every day that he gets me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
Got in, got in. We got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in, got in, got in. We got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in, got in, got in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
Alright. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, aka Master Teacher 33, and today. Today is Wednesday, Wednesday, May the 24th, Wednesday, May the 24th, 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show set up for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know I'm hoping I'm getting some good sound here. It sounds like the sound, so, man, hopefully we're able to get through the message without having to switch over to my other channel. So, all right, so I'm back. Hopefully that's a little better. So if you guys can hear me okay, somebody please text me and let me know. Then I got one more option after that if this doesn't work. So if you can hear me, please somebody could text me and let me know if the sound is a little better. So that way we can continue on with the message. So bear with me one moment before we proceed. I want to make sure that everybody can hear me okay, because this is a powerful message. I'm rolling out my new book that talks about, again, how your genes makes you a genius. So very important message, because you have to understand the genes and how you are actually coding your genes. And without this understanding, we were never taught this. And so when I stumbled across this, it's wow. It was profound when I realized that I was actually ordering and coding. The same way a computer programmer programs a computer, you are programming your genes. And if you do not understand, okay, thanks, Brother Rome. All right, appreciate you, brother. All right, so it looks like we're back. We got the sound, so let me start from the back from the beginning, because with these messages, and if the call disconnects, this is just the introduction. So please call back in. This always happens, well, not always, a lot. I got to stop coding that. So this happens a lot sometimes on the new messages that are very deep and very important. This is the introduction. Again, you can order the book. The book is $199. It's going to be about a seven-hour series. It's an audio book, about 7 hours, because this information, I'm trying to narrow it down to 7 hours. Everybody that's listening to this, before anything else happens, you have to email me, because if you purchase it on the website, you get it at full price. So everybody that's listening to this audio can get the book at 50% off. So instead of paying the $200, you can get it for $100. Now, why should you, what is the reason, what is this about, what am I saying? Now, this is so important, because what I'm saying is exactly what the book of Genesis is saying. So everything starts with the book of Genesis. That's why it's called the book of the genes that is. So the book of Genesis is a turn the word around, because remember, everything in English is backwards. So Genesis means is, I-S, genes. It is the book is genes. The book is genes. The book is genes. So inside of your DNA is a book that controls your genes. So that makes you a genie. That makes you a genius. But that has been taken away from you, and somebody else is coding your computer. Now, you are a biological computer. This is called biogenetics. So inside of this book, I have a plethora of so much information that it boggles the mind. When I realized how I was coding my biological computer to do good and bad. Example, I had a severe tooth pain that was so bad for the last month, a month ago, and my wife could come over and tell you, I even went to the dentist. The dentist could not pull the tooth out. I went to an oral surgeon, a specialist. They shot enough supposedly Novocaine or whatever it is to supposedly knock out a horse. It did nothing to me. I could feel everything. They could not pull the tooth. And I was in tears every night. And this went on for about a month. And after the whole dental thing, I thought this has to be spiritual, because the dentist says that this has been like that for 20 years. And the reason that it started hurting, your nerve is totally exposed. And so you should not be able to do nothing on that tooth. And you should not have been able to do anything on that tooth for the last 20 years. But I remember saying myself that, and making a goal that I wanted to cut down on my sweets, on my sugar intake, because I like to eat a lot of sugar. And so I wanted to stop eating sugar. And right after I said that, my tooth started hurting. I could not eat no more sugar. So exactly what I ordered is exactly what I got. But since I did not put no specific instructions, or I did not think about the weight. Now, this happened again when me and my wife was in a severe accident, brand new car just about paid off. We got T-boned in an intersection. And I remember, as I've said many times before, that's when we had our physical building. We had a coffee shop and bookstore, learning center, and a customer came in and talked about how they got all this money from being in an automobile accident
and the insurance company paid them all this money. And we were behind on bills, and I just had to thought, man, what if I got in an accident and I got paid? Week later, not even that long, I got in an accident, just the other person didn't have insurance. So actually, we had to pay for it, and we actually end up losing money. Again, and I can go on and on my entire life, every positive and every negative event, every positive and every negative event, I ordered. So I had to figure out something because I wasn't understanding the genie in the body. So I had to close out the notes that I had because I wanted to at least give you a few names. One name in particular, Francis Crick and Leslie Orgel, who discovered the genome sequencing process, because this guy went to the Sistine Chapel, I guess that's the word, and he looked at Michelangelo's picture. And I have all this inside of the book to give you guys proof. And I guess it's kind of fitting because if I give you guys too much information, there's no need to buy the book. But out of all the stuff that I've done, and I, you know, again, this is an evolving process. So the members of the Clarinomics program, now I'm on a totally different level because I've programmed my body to be on a totally different level. Now my mind is absorbing and receiving information on a totally different level. My tooth that the dentist can't understand, it has a hole in it the size of it because it was a partial root canal. It was so painful. I remember I was in the military 20 years ago, 25 years ago, however long it's been, and I just stopped going. I totally forgot. They put a temporary filling in there, and I never went back where that temporary fell out sometime during my lifetime. And it never hurt. But my nerve has been totally exposed during that time frame. But I started, you know, rebuilding my tooth enamel using coconut oil and, you know, oil, what they call oil pulling. And I talk about that as well in one of my books, Theocentric Nutrition, about how to rebuild and repair your teeth. And I was doing that process, and so it regenerated my enamel and the nerve. That's why I started hurting. And I went to the dentist, and they said, oh, we got to take it out. But they couldn't. But I ordered the pain because I said I didn't want to eat no sugar. Instead of just stop eating sugar, I needed the universe to help me. And so the universe did by giving me pain. Now, remember, whenever you ask the universe to help you, the universe is going to send you pain. Because we don't learn in pleasure. We only learn in pain. So, again, in this book, I break down how you are a genie, and you are a genus or a genius that uses genus to code. Now, according to Francis Crick, who discovered the genome sequencing process, and according to Leslie Orgel, 98% of your DNA is junk DNA. But that 98% is the part of the DNA that I talked about that is actually the genius or the genie that programs the DNA. So what is a gene? Well, a gene is a portion of the cell's DNA. Now, the DNA and the gene, they control a specific trait. Let me say that again. It controls a specific trait, and it uses chromosomes. Chromo means color. Zones means a zone or a specific place. So genes are packages or bundles of chromosomes. Now, in the book, obviously, I break this down. So we have 23 pairs of chromosomes, or 23 and 23 for a total of 46. And so we get some from our mother and some from our father. And so anyway, the chromosomes operate in pairs, but who controls the production or what they call coding? So coding takes place inside of the body based up on the entrance of the word. Now, brothers and sisters, again, out of everything that I've done up to this point, now the Clarinomics program is great. The Old Eagles Club is great. All of my books and stuff that I've done is great. My book on Christians, again, you are evolving. Because remember, God doesn't create individuals. He creates kinds. So when Darwin came out with the theory of evolution, everybody said, hey, that dude is crazy. And then the creation story came out, and we got two people. Now, remember, I never go with option A or option B. I always go with option C. Always. So we have creation versus evolution. We got good versus bad. We got up versus down. We got fat versus skinny. We got rich versus poor. Everybody is choosing between option A and option B. Well, Clarinomics, which is option C, which is whole brain thinking. So therefore, God creates a kind, and then the kind evolves into a species. So creation and evolution, they both are valid. So how do you create, and then how do you evolve? Now, there is something called epigenosko. It is a Greek word that means to be transformed in English. Epigenosko means, epi means before, genosko again means gnosis or knowledge. And then we have epigenetics, and epigenetics is the English word for epigenosko, which is the Greek word. So something goes before the genes to activate the genes to code, to turn a particular protein on and to turn a particular protein off. So there are cells inside of the body that are structured. The structure is determined by the code that you turn on. So if you need energy, if you need this, whatever you need, depending on your thoughts, it turns the code on or it turns the code off. So if you need amino acids, if you need carbohydrates, if you need fats, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, if you need nightshade vegetables, whatever you need, the body's network of neurons taps into, again, the endocrine system, and it releases secretions or secrets. Look at the word secretions. It has the word secrets in it. And if you can understand what that means, my brother, if you just look at the word Genesis, just look at the word. If you just look at the word genes, just look at the word. If you can look at the word genius, just look at the word genetic engineering or genetic modification or gene therapy. All of this is genes or is genes. Genesis means is genes. So let's go back. And in the book, I break down specifically what was discovered at the Sistine Chapel, which, again, is Michelangelo's, one of his greatest works. Now, I've never physically seen it, but that's that picture where, again, it really is the human brain, but it's God reaching out his hand, and he's touching man's hand. It's like in a race. Remember back in high school when they would run a relay race, and you would pass the baton from one person to the other. So God passed the baton. Now, it doesn't say which God, but a God passed the baton to you. Now, you are a genetic engineer. So genetic engineering, which is also called genetic modification, now this is the process in which the genetic material is changed to make something possible that was previously impossible. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So what I break down in this book is something that I can't share now because, again, obviously it would be no reason to buy the book. But I need you to scrape your pennies together, do whatever you got to do to get your hands on this book because my tooth doesn't hurt anymore. My marriage is 100% better. Everything in my life is flowing because I wanted to make sure that that this wasn't a pipe dream or this just wasn't some kind of a theory. Remember, I don't teach theory. I only teach theorem. I do it first. So that way if something goes wrong, Hey, the watermelon diet is not a theory. It's a theorem. There is an enzyme in watermelon. I've been saying this for years. Now it's coming out, and it was on somebody posted on Facebook. I've never said it publicly, but I've talked around about it as to why, out of everything that I do, and why it's very difficult to find seeded watermelon now. There is one enzyme in watermelon that I talked about, but I didn't talk about, that this enzyme is one of the most important enzymes that the body needs, especially for men. That's why it's called liquid Viagra. Now, it also works for women. Now, it's not really a sexual, just like Viagra really wasn't meant for sexual propagation or to promote sexuality. It actually was more of a drug that was used, again, for high blood pressure, to open up the arteries, to get the blood flowing through those tiny capillaries in your veins and in your eyes and in your fingers, to help people who are suffering from, again, renal failure or diabetes. It had these positive side effects. Well, this is the same thing. There are some positive side effects. So all of the biotechnology industry is based upon biogenetics. Now, remember the term, and remember this word, genetic engineering. Now, all of the ancient texts talks about Genesis chapter 1. And all of the ancient texts talks about those who came down. In Genesis 6:4, it says the same thing. They saw the daughters of men, and they went unto them. Genesis 1 has a creation story. Genesis 2 has a different creation story. Now, I've done many shows on the two creation stories. All you got to do is read Genesis 1, where it says how God made man. Now, remember, the same way, this is what God has passed down to you in the book of Is Genes. So genes, if you add an I, that's you. I understand my genes, G-E-N-E becomes G-E-N, and I add myself in there, E. So I am the genie of my genes. It's my job to code my genes. But the powers that be took your genius or your genus, and I've done broke that down many times before. So now there is a tutelary. Now remember, the word genius means tutelary deity or demon that is controlling your genes. That's your job. You need to take the control of your genes back, because your genes bond to your voice. So the Bible tells me that all things work together for my good. So the cosmogrator did something that is profound. Notice the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and void or empty, and darkness was all over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So first question that I have for all the good reverend, like the bishops out there, myself included, as a, you know, reverend, Dr. Bishop, if the earth was formless and it was empty or void, and darkness was on the surface of the deep, and then the spirit, voice, frequency, wave, vibration of God, which means V-O-X, which means vocare, which means something placed inside of a person's voice that we talked about yesterday, that something that was placed inside of that voice is, number one, a sound mind, a decision, intention. Number two, love. Now, remember the definition of the word love that we talked about last night. One who desires clarity, one who desires one thing. You do not have love if you got 15 things. Now, if you love all women, you don't know what love is. If you love all cars, you don't know what love is. That should be one car that when you look at that car, it curls your toes. Your adrenaline starts pumping through your veins. There should be one woman. When you see that woman, that she does it for you. He does it for you. That's it. That should be one. We got, do you know that again, according to the Bible, the definition of the word, when it talks about the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, those are inside of the Codex Gigas, or the Synagogue of Satan, or the Satanic Bible. I've personally read it. So free will, that's a Luciferian construct. Now, let me explain something to you, because I get this question a lot. People tell me, well, Doc, how you know what you know? Let me tell you how I know what I know. Now, I am a spiritual being that we call a Christian, but I think like a Luciferian. So I have a Luciferian mindset inside of a Christian body. So I have a perspective or a viewpoint that others don't have. That's my niche. That's my gift. So I think like a devil, but I operate like a God. That's what makes me so effective. So I have a big advantage over most people. I had a client that I was talking to last night, and I've had and still do have a lot of clients or friends who are ex-clients who are ex-Satanists or witches, or they still practice witchery or witches. They're still witches, and I can identify a witch by their chi or by their prana. If I can see a picture of a person, I can pick up the pixel or the vibe, because when you take an image, it captures your energy at that specific time. So I can look at a person and I can tell their ruling disposition. Now, I have a client that's not a client, and I'm sure, you know, I invited her on to today's show, and I'm sure, you know, none of you guys know this particular client. But this particular client is one of the most powerful clients as far as getting things done. Because of this particular client, how can I put this delicately, disposition. Now, your disposition, now remember, the Bible says, I didn't make this up, the Bible says all things work together for my good. The Bible also says that God is going to take what the enemy meant for evil, and he's going to turn it around, and he's going to use it for your good. That's what the Helios Biblius, the Sun book, says. So therefore, my exposure, being raised in a cult, walking around in circles, sprinkling chicken blood, standing outside in a fire, watching the fire dance, doing mantras and chants, seeing a cow turn into a man and a man turn into a cow, drinking, watching people, I didn't drink it, watching people drink. I don't know what kind of blood it was. They had this animal that I don't know what it was. We was a kid. They called it a body doll. It looked like a llama. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't an animal that I see now as an adult. So I was exposed to all of this. I don't know. I think it was Wiccan. So this lady, as you guys know, they found her body. They had to identify her by her dental records. They found her body chopped up into so many little pieces because, you know, hey, she did some bad things to some people. So somebody caught up with her, obviously, and, you know, sent her on to the great beyond. So why am I saying this? I got exposed to something that other people don't get exposed to. So I had to learn. Nobody taught me how to. That's why I told you guys to watch the movie Dead Awake, because this is how I control my genes now. Now, I've been doing it all my life, but I didn't know how to do it. Like I talked to last night with Brother Roman, yesterday, and I asked you guys, hopefully y'all tuned in and y'all heard this show. What Brother Roman is a multi-millionaire. He don't even know it yet. Brother Roman now has the gene sequencing. He has what is called an emotional map inside of his brain. Because what Brother Roman is doing right now is he has learned how to map and to control his emotional states. So now everybody else who comes into his circle who has issues with, again, somebody meets you, you fall in love, they leave you, they break your heart, you're emotional. Brother Roman can help him. You go to your job, somebody curse you out, Brother Roman can help him. You meet at the park, some dude walks up to you, call you the N-word, call you out your name, and you want to take the head out. Brother Roman can help you. Why? He lived it. He didn't read about it in a book. That's his niche. So what is my niche? My niche is to expose how Lucifer established this kingdom and now how God is taking it and using it for his kingdom. So let me make sure you understand what is going on. Because, see, most people don't understand the big picture. And so when they listen to me, I get people tell me, well, this dude is a Satanist. I understand how Satanists think. I take their system. Now, remember, don't believe me. Read John 10, the whole chapter. It tells you what Jesus, Yahushua, the HaMashiach, the big G, not the fake one, not Constantine's Messiah, not the Jesus that everybody got today, not that dude, not the blonde hair, white, you know, blue eyed Jesus y'all got on y'all wall, not that dude. That's Constantine's Messiah. Constantine means constellation. Now, I'm talking about before this. I'm talking about the Pleroma. Now, the Pleroma, again, sent his only begotten son to be the firstborn of many brethren. That's the big picture. So Yahushua says, as it says in John 10, I'm coming back, I'm going to get my sheep. After I get my sheep, I'm going to come back again, and I'm going to get the other shepherd's sheep. So this book is about how the book of Genesis explains how you are a genetic engineer and you should be engineering your body the same way God engineered it. So what does that mean, Doc? Can you speak plainly? Okay, yeah, let's break this down for you. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Now, you don't know that you're the Son of Man. You're waiting for the Son of Man to come. Now, as I've broken down on many, many shows, Yahushua said, I'm the firstborn of many brethren. So Yahushua says, hey, I can't find nowhere where Yahushua says that. Get on your knees, touch my ring finger, homie, and worship me. I can't find that nowhere in the Bible. I can find where he says, hey, follow me. I can find where Yahushua says, hey, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. I can find that. But I cannot find nowhere where Jesus Christ, Yahushua says, get on your knees, homie, and kiss my ring finger. Give me worship. I can't find it. Yahushua says, work for me. He said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. See, everybody will go to church and sit and watch and sing because that doesn't require nothing. But get off your asparitis and actually go to your neighbor's house and cut his grass. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. See, that requires you to be regenerated because everything in your body says, that doesn't benefit me, Brother Will. I'm going to do something for free. Just yesterday, we was at the going out to eat. We was at Subway, get some healthy sandwiches. And there was a dude behind us, and I was wondering why my wife was taking so long. She's back there paying for this dude's meal. We get to the car, and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, yeah, well, the spirit, something just told me to pay for this guy's meal. I'm like, why would you do that? Me, I'm like, that's money. See, that way I'm working for my money. She's like, I don't know. Spirit told me. No, my wife does that all the time. That does not benefit her or me. That is spirit, brother. That is genes. That is what I'm talking about. That is genius. Now, let me be crystal clear on why you must get this book. There's a guy by the name of Bruce Lipton. He has a book called The Biology of Belief. You can go to Google. You can go to YouTube. Type in Bruce Lipton. Again, don't buy the book. Well, you can buy the book if you want to buy it, knock yourself out. All you got to do is just type in Bruce Lipton. Then after you listen to him, go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in Royal Raymond Rife back in the 1800s and read how he came up with a machine that did frequency healing. So Dr. Royal Raymond Rife developed a technology. Now, I have a book that explains that technology is the new demonology. I'm not a fan of technology. So everything that a computer can do, I can do. They get technological advances by taking your organs when you die, especially if you're black, and dissecting your organs and seeing how they work, and they reverse engineer your organs, black man, black woman. That's where technology comes from. Why is melanin per ounce more expensive than gold? Can somebody explain that to me? Why is it that when black people die, they take their pineal gland out their head and they ship it to this place in New York and they grind it up and some people eat it. Can somebody explain that to me? What is it about the black body? I've told you guys before, go to Google, type in the word black body, hit enter. Read the physics of the black body. Because that melanin is concentrated sunlight. So there is something about melanin that captures sun. Now, melanin, the blacker you are, remember that old story, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice? I remember my grandmother used to tell me that when I was a kid. Because I was dark-skinned, I was like, man, people making fun of me. I want to be, you know, because my brothers were really, really light. My mother was really, really, really light. And I was, you know, I came out, you know, I looked like a freaking, a little grape. And I didn't like being dark-skinned. And my grandmother used to tell me, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I didn't understand what she meant. But hey, that helped me overstand. That is genetic engineering. What I share in this book, brothers and sisters, is a must. Now, it costs $100. I understand. If you got to make two payments of 50, if you got to make four payments of 25, hey, we can make it do what it do. All I know is you must have this book. If you are a serious individual in these last days and age, because now technology is being used against you. You got to, okay, if Wi-Fi messes up your body, everything is Wi-Fi. What I'm doing right now is Wi-Fi. How do I fight it? I can't drink enough alkaline water. I can't eat enough vegetables. I can't even find good food now. That's this video where they got fake lettuce. Y'all seen that video on Facebook where they pour in some kind of, look like plastic, and they dip it in water, and they make it into lettuce, and we eat it? Do you ever notice how spongy the chicken looks now? Now you can't even get, I went to Whole Foods store, and Whole Foods, not even Whole Food anymore. Now, organic food, they don't have to put it on the label anymore. And now that we got your homie up there in the office, they're slowly watering down. So, in other words, what am I saying? You can't depend on the food. You can't depend on the water. You can't depend on the sound or the frequency. You can't depend on nothing outside the body. So that means you have to do something that I do to allow your body's immune system to actually create light. The Bible says, again, the entrance of thy word unfolds light. Now, in the book of Genesis, remember what Yahushua did. Remember what the God in Genesis 1, because the God of Genesis 1 and the God of Genesis 2, two different gods. Another study for another time. Just look at the definition of the words. Just look at the definition of the word God in Genesis 1. But notice the God of Genesis 1 says, in the beginning, God created heavens and earth. He said it was formless and it was darkness. But notice that he hovered over the waters. Now, I've been saying this for umpteen years, I'm going to keep saying it. The only thing that's important, scientists now know, they go to other planets and they look for water. Water is needed to produce life. Because water, hydrogenes, is the genetic code of the pleroma, or the big G. So now there's a video on YouTube where if you speak into water, it produces light. It's on YouTube. What is God? Now, there's another video that if you put sound, it's called cymatics. Just go to YouTube, type in the word cy, S-Y, matics, M-A-N-T-I-C-S, cymatics. Watch the video for yourself. So when you put your voice, if it has something in it, now remember the word God means V-O-X, it means vocare. It means voke, invoke. That means to go in. And phone. Now, remember, I broke all of this down previously, so I'm not going to waste any time. Your genes only respond to your voice. So if you need alkalinity, you can go buy a lemon, or you can create it. I don't know if you understand what I just said. Father, touch the minds of your people. So you don't. There's a dude right now, supposedly, and it's on YouTube, who is a breatharian. Dude, ain't he don't eat. Black dude in England. Look pretty good to me. There's another dude in India, supposedly he haven't put physical food in his mouth for 60 years. 60. They hooked him up on all these medical machines and they tested him, and supposedly the dude don't eat. He sun gazes. He gets all his nutrition. Because remember, if you're African American, if you're black, you really don't need everything that you're doing. All the books, all the food. Basically, you are a single standing column of waveform energy. Now, I don't know if you've done any research on what they call scalar technology. Scalar energy, I shouldn't be telling you this because this is in the book, but you know what? Hey, I know you're going to buy the book anyway. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm about to say. My good friend, Dr. Will Hawkins, down in Houston, has a machine that is a scalar technology. He developed also a machine called the Intentionator. So his machine can tell your intention. In other words, what you're thinking. Craziest things in sliced bread. And he did it, and it worked on me. That's all I can say. And so he also has another machine that measures your chi or your aura or what is called the morphogenetic or your morphogenetic field. Now, this is in the book. This is some dangerous shizness right here. So strap in. This is why you got to get this book. So every person you sleep with, yeah, their aura is mixed with your aura. That's why y'all, me, a lot of people having problems. Because their aura stays in your morph genetic field. Now, it's spelled, now, again, they can measure it. I've seen it. So inside of your chi, your prana, your aura, your spirit, this is what it's called. I got a 400-page book. They're called, again, How to Emotionally Detach. Now, entity attachment is real, brothers and sisters. In this book, The Cosmic Rock Tour, I break this down as well. Now, I touch on this as well inside of, I'm trying to find my book here to show you guys. I want to read something from it. So the title of this book is called Demonic Soul Ties and Emotional Cords. There are many people who are right now, they're scalar. Y'all know I keep saying that you have to become a single standing column of waveform energy. Where did I get that from? That's the definition of the word scalar. Now, scalar energy, scalar technology, again, there's a guy I talk about all the time in Alabama. Well, I don't know where he's at now. I think he's still around. Tom Bearden. He wrote a book called The Vacuum. He's in sequestration. He's hiding. Because the government says you're a dead man if you talk about this. Now, he has a video on YouTube as well. Again, Tom Bearden. Don't believe it in the word I'm telling you. Look it up. Tom Bearden says himself. He has a video on YouTube saying, I can't talk about energy. The government told him, you're a dead man if you tell anybody what you know. This dude pulls unlimited energy out of the air. Did you hear what I'm saying? And you're paying for electricity. So if you know what this dude knows, you pay no electricity. He runs his automobile off of thin air. He powers his house and all of his neighbors, well, at least he used to, till the government shut him down. Now, that's the dude that came out with this water vehicle that ran on water. Remember, he sold his, they paid him $1 million, sold it to the Pentagon. A week later, he was dead. Remember John Allegro? I told you guys, he went over there, was hired by the Vatican. He read the Dead Sea Scrolls. He was a card-carrying Christian. After he read the Dead Sea Scrolls, he wrote a book called The Sacred Mushroom. He stopped being a Christian. A week later, he was dead. Another dude, again, William Cooper, he wrote a book called The Pale Horse, and he breaks down the book of Revelation. They shot him in the head in front of his wife and his children in Phoenix, Arizona. Don't believe me? Go to YouTube, type in William Cooper, type in the book Pale Horse. This is what they talked about in these books. This is why I talk in circles on this format. Now, I can tell you in private, but I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. This is why a lot of times I have problems logging on when we started this show. You must know how to control your temple without the use of technology, without the use of food, without the use of drugs, without the use of freaking hypnosis, do you know the Bible says pray without ceasing? So you mean to tell me you got to take an hour out, find this comfortable spot, freaking put your hands in a particular manner and then do this? I don't do that shizness. What do? I walk around. I pray 24 hours a day, 365, nonstop. Shizness gets downloaded into my skull because of why? Scalar technology. The understanding that I'm the freaking genie of this temple, homie. I don't need no outside influence. The Bible says godliness plus contentment is great gain. The word godliness means freaking soundness of mind. Contentment means not needing outside assistance. Now, I used to be young, dumb, and stupid, and I used to be walking around, and I ordered this last couple of years, man, I had to go to my wife and repent because I thought I needed somebody else to help me become a man and get to where I was. And so I created a situation that damn near destroyed my marriage because I didn't understand what I'm telling you now. And so you're waiting, women, for some dude to come in and save you. Says you can save yourself by understanding how to turn your codes on and turn them off. That is what Yahushua gave you. You can transfigure yourself anytime you want to. But how? Is anybody going to teach you? No, only the secret societies. Now, they know. Go to some freaking Thelemic Order of the Golden God. Go hang out with the Skull and Crossbones. Go hang out with them fools over there with the Egyptian mystery schools. Go hang out with the freaking Freemasons. They know this business, but how come they're not telling you? They want to use knowledge to keep you a slave. So I see demonic soul ties in people all the time. And people don't understand a demonic soul tie just means you're shackled to the person who hurt you. That's why forgiveness is not for the other person. It's for you. You can walk around if you want to with problems. There's an individual who asked me just last night about someone who was under the influence of demons and demonic possession. And I knew immediately, yep, that person is demonically possessed. And this individual asked me, Doc, what do I do? And I said, the person's not ready. Why? That person is shackled. Now, remember the word morph is one of the seven linguistical steps that the linguistical God uses to keep you in the linguistical prison. Now, right now, as I speak, your scalar energy, you are a hologram, contrary to popular belief. That means you're a light being. Your DNA has 10 strands that are made of light. Remember, 98% of your DNA is junk DNA. Them fools don't know what to do with it because it doesn't bond to technology. It's scalar. Scalar means, man, I wish I could tell you guys this. Y'all got to get the book, man. Scalar, do you know that scalar technology means that it actually operates, it operates on principles and laws that's not on this planet. Now, I don't know about you, but that hurts my brain. So scalar technology operates on quantum laws and on plasma physics, on laws that don't apply to physics? Yes. So what does that mean? It means it's spiritual, bruh. But they're not going to say that word. They're going to say, well, it operates outside of time, outside of space, outside of mass, outside of matter. And scalar technology has the same standard. In my book, The Standard, where I talked about all the different omnis, omnipresent, omnipotent, omnisimplistic. And I talk about all of the different seven different omnis where scalar technology has all of those attributes, just like God, just like hydrogen. So there is only a couple or a few things on the earth that has these God-like properties. And you're one of those things. But you have not been taught. So this book teaches you how to unshackle yourself from the person who hurt you. Because what happens, it binds you to the person for life. And what happens is right now your soul is cluttered with the energy, which is the entities of other people. So how many people you slept with in your lifetime? How many casual sexual encounters have you had, bruh? How many casual sexual encounters have you had, sis? You got all them demons or them dispositions inside of you, and they create what is called a soul bridge. So this bridge binds you together with souls or entities on other dimensions, and that's why your energy. Do you feel tired all the time? You want to know why you're tired all the time? Why I got so much energy? I disconnected myself from all of the freaking entities that were sucking the life out of me. That's genes. I turned that gene or that code off. You ever get turned on? Where did that term come from? Oh, man, I met this dude. He turned me on. Really? Oh, I listened to this music. It turned me on. Really? Oh, I eat some sugar. It turned me on. Really? You know what sugar does to the system? It freaking heats up the brain. What is soulmate energy? You see, brothers and sisters, your chi, your prana, your temple, you are the CEO of you incorporated. But nobody taught you how to run your body and be content. That means not needing a doctor, not needing no. Now, if you get it, that's great, but you don't need it. Not needing outside assistance. So this book goes through the book of Genesis, and I break down how the gods, plural, more than one, because that's what the word means. It means Elohim. And Elohim means plethora. It means plural. Now, all of the other books except the Bible, which is mind-blowing to me. How come all of the other books explain and talk about Enki and Enlil? What were they? Now, you guys know the story. I'm not going to waste your time. They were genetic engineers. So those who from the Anunnaki, the Dracos, the gods of the south, they came to Earth. They saw Homo erectus. They saw Homo magnon. They saw Homo gigantuan. They were already here. So my first question is to all of the Egyptologists, who the hell made them? See, it's interesting that they'll worship Ra, they'll worship all of the Egyptian pantheon, but they never asked the question that when they got here, there was already a Homo Neanderthal here. So my question, black man, black woman, or the black conscious movement out there, who the hell made Homo Neanderthal that your God manipulated? Your God is a genetic engineer. It says it in your text. Now, they would talk about the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and it says it right there, how they got together. And again, there is a plethora of pictures that talks about, and they tell you, that's why you can't argue with these dudes, because what they tell you is the truth. Oh, the Bible stole every story from Egypt. Damn, yeah, it sure did. The Egyptians stole it from there's a book called Emish, what is it called? I know Sister Stacy knows it. What is it called? Emish, anyway, it's called Water Story. Now, that book predates the other book. So everybody is freaking copying everybody else. Go to India, they got the same freaking story over there. Go down to Cuatacalo, Mexico, they got the fiery serpent, his name is Cuatacalo, and guess what they got? Same freaking story. So every culture on the planet got the same damn story, but different names. So you think I'm going to sit in argue over whether or not Jesus is Lord and whether his name is, I don't give a flying banana what his name is. That's irrelevant. What's important is your genes have been manipulated, and you need to unmanipulate them. And you need to take control, brothers and sisters, because God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. He said, when he was on the cross, it is finished. He left something called the Ruach and the Pneuma that will lead you and guide you. It leads me and it guides me into all truth. So I don't get hung up. Like I said, I haven't lost the debate yet. Because the Genesis is a story about genes that have been modified to create genies and geniuses. That's you. Now remember, we were walking around grunting. Our ancestors were genetically modified. Now, if you don't believe that, there's this book called The Sumerian Text. Now, I'm not a Sumerian. I don't read cuneiform language, but it was transliterated or translated. So the Sumerian Text talks about the Anunnakis. And they came down in Enki and Enlil. They had this dude, his name was King Anu. And it's interesting because where Jesus said he was from is the exact place where King Anu said he's from. Now, I've challenged anybody to prove me wrong. Go to the book in your Helios Biblios that Jesus said, you are from below. I am from above. I challenge you to go look up the definition of the word above in the original text. And then go to the Sumerian text and see where Enki and Enlil and King Anu is from. And you will see the upward expanse of the north. And then go to the book of Job and look at the Dracos, and they talk about the god of the south and where they're from. And it's a star planet called Sirius. It's called the dog star. Turn the word dog around, you get the word god. So the Egyptians were stupid, but they wasn't stupid. So they turned the word dog around and gave you God. And you still worshiping the God of the South. not the God of the North. But both of them suckers ain't supposed to be worshipped. I don't give a flying banana. Remember, they're going to give you option A and option B, the God of the South or the God of the North. I ain't worshiping either one of them suckers. Why? They're not the Pleroma. They're not the big G. How do I know? Them suckers can't create. They can manipulate. They can modify. But they did not create Homo Neanderthal. So when you can tell me who created Homo Neanderthal, we can talk. Because everybody else manipulated him. So this book that I talk about explains the true story. Because people tell me, well, what about Prometheus and Prometheus' wife? You know, where we get the movie, Prometheus, and where the whole Caucasian race come from, the whole Caucasus Mountain. And it's interesting because Caucasian comes from the word, actually, carcass, or as in a carcass, like a dead carcass. That's why the gene is, again, well, that's a whole other study for another time. But what does that mean, though? Does it mean that the black man is God? Nope. Because guess what? That gene that makes the black man a black body to be able to absorb all the rays of the sun, Caucasians got melanin in their body, too. They just don't have as much. And then there's another story that's inside of all the Egyptian books that talks about how they created man. So which story is right? The Sumerian text, Prometheus and the Greeks, the Egyptians, or the Bible? They all said, what about Quetzalcoatl, the fiery serpent down in Mexico? What about Central America? What about, we didn't even talk about the dragon race. What about over in China? Them suckers got the same story. So everybody got a story about how your genes have been manipulated, but nobody is talking about how you are supposedly, you should be your own genetic engineer, and you should understand how to take control of what I call your soul, solar plexus, or your soul energy. So you have to become a scalar technological being. What does that mean? Scalar means a single standing column of waveform energy. Now remember, waveform energy, it can be wave or particle form, or it can be plasma form. Scalar is the only energy. Now remember, there's a lot of different energies out there. I talk about a lot of this stuff. I talk about tachyon energy. I talk about electromagnetic energy. But scalar? Oh yeah, scalar energy is off the hizzle for shizzle. Because scalar energy oscillates and vibrates off this planet. It's the only one that's outside of space, outside of time, outside of mass, outside of matter. So scalar energy, my brothers and sisters, has the ability to communicate on a totally different scale. That's why I recommend you becoming a single standing column of waveform energy. That means that you got to break your soul ties and, unfortunately, your tradition. Because why? That bonds your code. Your genes are not on. How do you turn them on, Doc? How do you turn them on? Well, you need to buy the book. Because the book of Genesis tells you how to turn them on. Now, I know, there are some people out there who, like me, you're going to figure it out yourself, right? And you will. It might take you 50 years like it did me, but you'll get there. But let me make sure you understand, brothers, that everybody has a purpose in life. God, our paths cross for a specific purpose, for a reason, and for a season. I'm here to help you along your journey, and then you move on to somebody else. I am not here for us to become husband and wife, for us to become best. If that happened, I mean, best friends, for us to, you know, kick it, for us to hang out. And then me and one of my clients, Brother Jasper, we're out to breakfast and stuff. That's cool. That's great, but that's not the purpose of the relationship. I'm more interested in Brother Jasper finding his niche. Now, as I did with Brother Roman, and as I talked about, a client that's not a client, Sister Joy. Again, I was talking to her, and we did 3-4 consultations. She paid for the consultation just like anybody else. And after talking to her for 3 or 4 times, reading the email that she sent, bam, I instantly knew that, yep, this is her niche. And it's interesting because she's doing it right now. It's freaking hiding in plain sight. That's my niche. Because remember, I'm a Christian who thinks like a Luciferian. Because I was exposed. Now, remember, What was Moses? What was Solomon? Solomon used demons to build the temple. Demons. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means, because I don't think you know. The word Solomon means soul of a man. So whether Solomon was a real dude or not, who freaking cares? Just like whether Jesus was real, who cares? The Bible says any man who does not believe that Jesus came in the flesh is of the Antichrist. Look at the definition of the word in the original text. It means interior, brother. It means interior, sister. So if you do not believe what I have in my book, Christian, and what I'm telling you right now today, you are of the side that I just came from, the anti-side. So people tell me all the time, well, I believe Jesus came and walked around in flesh. Hey, I do too. I also believe Jesus came and walked around inside my body. He's still here right now. That's why I'm a scalar being. That's why I don't use electromagnetic. I'm not electrical or magnetic. I'm both. I'm not choosing between. I am not dual. Everybody talks about yin and yang, up and down, polarity. That's called bipolar. Now, I used to be bipolar, but I'm not anymore. Now I have claironomics. That's whole brain thinking. You have to become the one. Notice that the outside of your brain is called Neo. N-E-O. Rearrange those letters, and you get O-N-E. One brain. But notice it's sitting on top of the paleo. The word paleo means old. The word, again, cortex means covenant. And notice it's sitting on top of the reptile. Oh, yeah, come on, somebody. Your brain is a triune brain. Where we get the Trinity from, brother? Where do you get the Trinity from, sister? The triune brain is in your skull. Notice it's inside your skull. So if you do not understand the Genesis story, you don't understand how your genes work. And if you don't understand how your genes work, you cannot be a genie. You cannot be a genius. You're going to be stuck down here on this low vibration. So everything that you're doing outside of your body is great, but that's a tool. That is just like the Bible says, there is somebody who's trying to enter into the sheepfold through the back door. That's me and you. We got technology. Oh, we got this diet. Oh, we got a yoga technique. Oh, no, Brother Will, I got an, I got stones. I got amulets, brother. No, I listen to this certain music. Brother Will, it's off the hizzle for shizzle. Those are all techniques. That is you trying to enter into the sheepfold through the back door. Let me ask you a quest. The word question means I on quest. It means to bark upon a journey to discover the truth. So let me ask you a question, my brother. What technological advances did Yahushua have? I will pause for a moment while you ponder the depth of that question. I would say none. So what do you need, brother? What do you need, sister? You need a sound mind. You need 2, love. You need 3, power. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, we broke it down last night, spent 2 hours breaking it down. Everybody's part of the Claironomics Temple Building Program, you already got it. If there's anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, my V-O-C-A-R. If anybody that's listening, my voice has something in it that is different from other people's voices. You can tell it's probably pissing you off right now. You're probably barely hanging on. Like, I'm about ready to hang up on this fool. Let him disrespect me one more time. That's what you're feeling. Why? There is something in my voice. That's what the word God means. The word God means to invoke. So if I'm talking to you and I ain't invoking nothing, then I'm not God. I'm not operating in my calling. Now, I broke down 5 Greek words to get 1 English word for each of the 5 words. That's 15 things you must do yesterday. So you should be emailing me or calling me at 210-290-5927. And you should call me and say, Doc, I need to be a part of the Claironomics program. So I need to, number one, I need to have Sophrenes Mas. Sophrenes Mas is the last of the Greek word, sophro, phrain, pharaso, and soranzo, Those are the five Greek words that gives us the one English word that means sound mind. You need that yesterday. So if you don't got a sound mind, you can't turn your code on and off. Your codes, do you know that your body only responds to you when you are in your spirit? Let me say that again. So the word spirit, number one, intuition. So right now you got your education, you're using it. You got your experience, using that. You got your senses, your five senses. Hey, Brother Will, I can't see it, bro. I can't hear it. I can't touch it. I can't taste it. Therefore, it doesn't exist. Therefore, your genes don't activate. Your codes are being manipulated by Lucifer. That's why the word electromagnetic. Notice the word magnetic. It's two word, magic net. You are in a triune hex right now. Now, I've done so many shows on that that I'm not going to bore you again. But the word hex simply means spell. So you are under a spell. Notice it's a triune spell. It's a hexagon, math. It's a hexagram, grammar. It's a hexachord, music, math, music, and language. The three immutable laws, immutable. The three immutable laws of this planet. Notice the word planet. Plane. And two letters left, E.T., extraterrestrial. Or planet means planned net. They have a plan to put you in the net, and they use magic. Now, there's a book called Magical Sigils. Now, it was written by Christian magicians. Now, back in the day, the Cretans was known as magicians. Now, that was before our time, so we don't really know that how most Cretans, which again, according to Titus 3, a Christian is a dwarf idiot. It means a small person who don't use their brain. Now, I'm not calling you a dwarf idiot. I'm just saying what the book that you read called the Sun Book, the Helios Biblia, says. Now, hey, I'm on your side, bro. I'm trying to help you out. Because again, I was licensed and ordained for 10 years. I preached this stuff. I didn't read about it in the book. I didn't sit in the pew. I was on a 40-day fast and fast the hell out when I got to day 30. Only reason I didn't go 40. I've done water-only fast, bruh. Everything that Jesus did, I set out to do because the Bible said I could. And I failed. So I asked God, why? And he says, your codes are not on. You do not understand the order of creation. That is only described and deciphered in a cryptic numerical, that's why I got into theo mathematics and alphanumerics, because the Bible is a code book. The truth is camouflaged. That's why Yeshua says, I only speak in parables, so that those that hear, they don't hear nothing. Okay, time out. So you mean to tell me you purposely not telling me? Damn, Skippy. So I don't understand. If Jesus himself, whom you say you worship, said, I ain't telling you nothing, bro. He said it's for you to know, but not them. So if you're not one of the disciples, you don't know nothing. So why would Yahushua speak in parables, brother? Because Matthew 23, which I challenge you to read, and count the number of times it says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees. And then read in Matthew 23 when it says, you will cross land and sea to make one convert, to get one convert, and you will make him tenfold more a candidate of hell before you met him. Tenfold more. So if you got a conversion, brother, you got a conversion, sister, you may want to read Matthew 23 and find out if you was converted by a scribe or a Pharisee, current day Reverend Dr. Bishops. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology. That's why your genes is turned off. That's why what I'm saying to you doesn't register. And you need to turn your genes on. And only you can turn them on. I can't turn them on for you. Because the genetic engineers that's on this earth, everything on this earth is the result of genetic modification. Look at your food. Look at the water. Look at your clothes. Everything is genetically modified, even you. You are genetically modified. So you need to unmodify yourself. How do you do that? That is what's in this book. Now, again, the book costs $199, $200. We'll go 50% off till the end of the month. Now, brothers and sisters, you can figure this out on your own, just like I did. I'm just offering you a shortcut. So anybody, again, I've already been through it. Like, if you got emotional issues, if you're working through something, you bad breakup, whatever, you need to talk to Brother Rome. So we're going to start promoting Brother Roman and his book that he's going to be coming out with that talks about emotional mapping, so you can understand how to map. The same way you got to map your genome to understand what I'm talking about as a genetic engineer, you have to do the same thing with your emotions. Now, brothers and sisters, as I close, let me say something that is very, very dangerous. Now, genetic modification, genetic therapy, genetic engineering, genetic sequencing, and the genome project. All of these are words that talk about your coding with your thoughts. Now, what they don't tell you is how your thoughts turns your genes on and off to produce certain chemicals inside of your body. Now, when you allow yourself to be associated with a particular doctrine or a particular person, a particular sound, a particular smell. Now, remember, most of the demonic stuff is done by smells, because smells are spells. So you go to somebody's house, you smell something. That's why they always burn incense in the movies. Because them demons like that stuff. So smells are spells. And to cast a spell, one must spell. So spelling is spelling. To cast a spell, one must spell. So it is through this, the use of this medium called speaking. That's why if you look at the human larynx or voice box and look at the female vagina, I guarantee you can't tell them apart. Go to Google, type both of those words in, vagina and larynx. Click on images and look at them. Because I need you to understand, brothers and sisters, that was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. Where did he go, and how is it that he's still hanging out with the sons of God? See, I don't know, brothers and sisters, how to explain to you my purpose and who I am, and other than tell you that, but what my name in Hebrew means, which means Bethesda, which means in the shadow of God, comes with the Greek word skion, or skinos, which means concealed or concealment. That's what I can see in the shadow world. That's why when I was a little kid, I could see the shadow people. I saw things that other people did not see. I couldn't explain it. My little dark behind was scared to death. I used to urinate and defecate on myself all the way up until the fifth grade because of what I saw. So let me read it again for you, brothers and sisters. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1. First scripture I read was Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now, on the day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, Satan was also there. Now, you need to understand something, brothers and sisters, right now as I close. This is the genetic manipulator. This is the dude that manipulated your genes. This is why Yahushua came to teach you biocoding. Now, you probably don't know, the same way that a computer programmer codes, he writes a computer code, and the computer runs off that code. You need to learn human coding or biogenetic coding. Now, I can teach you or somebody, because your thoughts, good and bad, not the ones that come out your mouth, that the ones that's in your intention. Because remember, three things, intention produces enthusiasm, which means God in it produces inspiration. But because you're not living in your intuition, you're not following your sixth sense, you're living in your five senses. Until you stop paying attention to your five senses and start paying attention to your sixth sense, you can't turn your code on or your code off. See, this dude that I have in my book, or dudette, called the Cosmogrator, cosmos, which means harmonious arrangement. That's you. You're in harmonious arrangement. Grator means Lord. This dude is the landlord over your body. He has legal jurisdiction over you until you take it back. I'm trying to help you, bruh. I'm trying to help you, sister, take back your authority because you are a royal priest, but you're acting like a freaking peasant. Now, it's not your fault. We was born into peasantdom. We was trained to be peasants. We think we chickens and we eagles because we've been hanging out with chickens. See, this dude, he was the anointed cherub who covered. That means guard. That means watch it over. And then he says, I placed you there. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked in the midst of the stones of fire. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14. I wish I could walk. I wish I could break down the stones of fire. I wish I had time to break down the breastplate of righteousness. I wish I had time to break down in the Old Testament where the high priest wore the breastplate. And on their breastplate, they had 12 stones. That's why witches use stones as amulets, because they amplify. They amplify the entity that's in your field. So you walk into somebody's house, you smell something, they got religious artifacts on their wall that amplifies the entities that are attached to your chi and your aura because you slept with them, because you hung out with them, because you fell in love with them. Now remember, break down under the five Greek words for the one English word, love. Remember, it simply means you became fond of somebody. Once you become fond of them, again, that's philos. Then it becomes phileo, then it becomes agapeo, then it becomes kata, then it becomes agape. Once it becomes agape, bam, they got you. Oh, yeah, the devil uses love too, bruh. He uses love so you can fall in love with him and his imps and his demons. And once you do, they are in your morphogenic field, and they manipulate your scalar technology so your genes can turn on. That's the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis is how you regene yourself, brother. Notice the Bible says, in the days of Noah, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Now, what was going on during the days of Noah? Genetic manipulation, genetic engineering. Them suckers are messing with your genome. They're messing with your gene sequence. They're messing with your gene code. So you want to do the right thing, the Bible says in Romans. I wrote a book that broke it down. With my mind, I serve God. With my body, I serve the devil. The things that I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, hey, I do those things. So you're beating yourself up because your genes is doing one thing, but your thoughts, your sixth sense, your intuition is doing another. So brothers and sisters, you got to wake up. We're dead, but we're awake. Just like in the movie. You haven't seen the movie Dead Awake yet? Pimp the Game. Please watch that movie. You're watching my childhood. All the way until about the age of 6 or 7, I suffered from severe sleep paralysis. I was fighting them suckers every night. I didn't know how to fight. But guess what, bro? Guess what? I learned how to fight. I taught myself. I'm trying to teach you. Email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Again, or you can go to the website. But at the website, you have to pay full price for the book. Title of the book, again, Genesis, Genes, and Genies. Brothers and sisters, you have to realize that you are the genie that uses the book of Genesis to regene your genes. That's what we have to be regenerated. Your genes have to be re-rated. That's what the word regeneration means. And when Yahushua came, already talked about that you had to be regened. You got to be regenerated. That's what this book is about. It shows you exactly how you got to take control over your intuition or your thoughts so you can control your enthusiasm or activate your enthusiasm to operate and to walk in your spirit or inspiration. Pick up a copy of the book by emailing me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Again, 50% off through the end of the month. Book normally sells for $200. We're making it available for $100. Again, everybody needs a copy of the book, man. It's a great book. It has a lot of good stuff in it. It's going to really, really help you in your journey. because you have to regene yourself. You can't depend on somebody else. Don't put the keys to your happiness in somebody else's hand. They might not turn the key on. Brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Brand new car, I ain't even tint the windows. Mike versus got me on the beat, let me eat it. Hold on, wait a minute, I've been doing this a long time, and I swear it took a long time. For my shine, I've been patiently waiting,
I've been patiently waiting.
And I'm happy I waited, cause I made it. I walk in the building and I swim and get naked, hoping that I'm gonna take them and bring them back to the stable. No, 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 you must be mistaken. Either you crazy or clearly you wasn't thinking. All of my friends asking me what I've been drinking. The life of a star, overrated. The life of a boss, what I'm living. But you can't tell the difference. And I love it, who's the life living? I can even believe it. God is so amazing.
God is so amazing.
Cause he is the reason. Y'all already made it.
Y'all already made it.
Y'all already rich. We already good and we already famous. God is amazing.
Life living until the rhythm is through. So I'ma give it to you, 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 you.
Yeah.
True strife given until you make it to heaven. And I'm just telling the truth, 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 truth. I got a chip in my tooth from going hard in the booth. I'm trying to give it to you. My father sent me to you.
Yeah.
What it do? So don't go changing the channel. I got my heart in the panel. I got my God on the mantle. I got my Bible and rifle illuminate like a candle. And I'ma show you the door, but you gotta twist on the handle. Open up. Open up the door,
yeah.
Open up your mind, and we can show you more. Cause the system is so flawed, how they put us in the morgue.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss till they put you in the floor. People always asking what the heck we do this for. Cause Jesus is the path and he's leading to the door.
So open.
I can't even believe it, God is so amazing.
God is so amazing.
Yeah. Cause he is the reason, y'all already made it.
Man.
We already rich, we already good, and we already famous.
Y'all famous.
God is amazing.